The need for maximum security prisons is an unfortunate reality of life. On the other end of the spectrum is the jail in Gardner, Illinois. Its residents were far from hardened criminals, yet the small place served its purpose well and continues to attract folks yet today. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm.
Yeah!
Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
John Weiss says it's a most unique jail.
To my knowledge, the 1906 two-cell jail is the only one in existence anywhere.
The small but historic structure still stands in Gardner, Illinois.
They held, I guess we'd call them prisoners, but really was for vagrants and hobos. There really wasn't any big name desperados that were ever in there.
But the jail had an important purpose back in the 30s.
What they didn't like during the Depression time, there was a lot of people hopping on the trains to go through town. They didn't want them wandering around at night. So the constable, he would round up any vagrants or tramps in town and lock them in. It isn't very big. I mean, I'm going to have to say 20 by 20. One time I was told there were 27 locked in there at night.
As the years passed, the purpose of the building changed, and the old jail was almost forgotten.
They were using it as a storage facility, the maintenance department. So one day my wife and I went up to the mayor, and he says, "You got that old jail in there." And he says, "That's a tourist attraction." He says, "It is?" He says, "Well, yeah, people would like to see that." They would. And most people in town didn't even know they had it either.
So John and the townspeople worked to bring the place back to life.
Once we talked to them and they realized that they had something that folks would like to see, then the maintenance people took everything out that they were using in storage, and other people in town got together and restored it.
The little jail is today a piece of history, much like a step back into time with Andy Griffiths Mayberry to a time when small towns once took care of their not-so-dangerous criminals. Traveling the countryside in Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.